Good morning. We mentioned yesterday that as a person bows in his tefillah, that creates a certain element of being humble, of being machniah himself in front of Hashem. He's bowing. It's not about him. It's about him with the capital H. So it's about Hashem, and that allows us to be humble. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, if someone has that character trait of being humble, so it's as if he brings all of the sacrifices, all of the korbanos, the lo od, and even more than that, even bringing that more than bringing all the korbanos, al she'ein tefillas nemeses. His tefillah is not disgusted. His tefillah works. His prayer works. A person who's humble, that's a key for his tefillah to be able to work. The Gemara says in Masechas Brachos and Davavim Beis, "Kovei Makom Litfilaso." Anyone who sets a set place in the Beis Medrash, you sit there every day. You sit there every day. You have your set place. Elokei Avram Yeh BeEzro. The God of Avram will be there to help him. Ukeshemes. And when that person dies after 120, Omer Malav Ianav Ichasid. They say about this person who set a place in the Beis Medrash every day to daven, same place every day. It says, woe is it that we lost this person who is humble? Woe is it that this person who was a chassid? That's what the Gemara says. And Rabbeinu Yona asks, all the guy did his entire life was make sure he davened in the exact same place. For that, we call him, we lost a chassid, we lost a humble person. And he says, no. He says, rather, this is just indicative of the fact that he cared so much about tefillah, even to the extent that he wanted to daven in the exact same place every day. Why? Because that allows your kavana to be much better if you daven in the exact same place. You know, over there, when you daven, so you notice something over there. And when you daven over there the next day, you notice something over there, right? Every time you daven in a different place, you can't focus in the exact same way. This person cared so much about his kavana, his intentions while he's davening, that he made sure every day, the exact same place. He worked on being humble because he knows this person wants to be successful in his tefillah. The only way to have kavana all the time and the proper kavana is if a person's humble. If a person thinks that it's about himself, so he can't have intentions properly. So because he was humble, to the extent that he wanted his kavana, his intentions to be perfect, to the extent that he ended up making sure that he davened in the exact same place every single day, that is what we're praising. We're praising this person cared about tefillah so much that it must be that he's humble. And someone who's humble, like we know the ladder of success of the Mesilas Yesharim, that another mivia lidei chasidus, someone who's humble brings to become a chasid. So we see that he had those ingredients, we see that he had those tools, and that's how we know that this person got there. And it was all indicative because of the fact that he davened every single day in the same exact place. So, shalom be zocha to an incredible day and amazing tefillah.